The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, a man is granted three questions to God. The first question is, "God, how long the million years?" God replied, "To me it's about a second." His second question is, "How much is $1 million? God says, "To me it's about a penny." So the clever man asked his third question, "God, may I have a penny?" God says, "Can you wait for a second?" Yes, my dear friends, the central theme of today's reading is the greatest commandment in the Bible, namely, to respond to God's love for us by loving Him and then express that love in action by loving Him, living in our neighbors. Our love for God is tested and put into practice by the way we love our neighbor. The liturgy of the word invites us to reflect about love, to understand its true meaning, and to love God and love our neighbor with sincere love. The first reading of today portrays certain expression of love, that is, justice for all, compassion towards the helpless, and kindness towards the poor. In the second reading reveals the community as the example of love manifested in receiving the word with the joy of the Holy Spirit, abandoning idols and embracing the true God. Their example helps others to strengthen the love for God and neighbor. In the Gospel of today, Jesus gives love of God and neighbor as the greatest commandment of the law and invites all his listeners to love with all their being. Jesus is the embodiment of love and have the expression to that love by dying on the cross to save the humanity. The lawyer from the group of the Pharisees and Sadducees asked Jesus, "Teachers, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" By the fact the questioner was a lawyer, It is clear that the motive behind the question was not genuine. Jesus, who knew the secret emotion and thoughts of man, did not react but responded with genuine answer. The manner in which Jesus responds reveals the secret of confronting evil with good and producing something positive even in a negative situation. The focus of attention of the Word of God today is the greatest commandment. He says, love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Jesus added the second one, you shall love yourself, love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, my dear friends, it was to remove ambiguity about love of God that Jesus added the second one. In fact, the second commandment was implicit in the first, because how can he love God whom he does not see? If he does not love his brother whom he can see. Why did Jesus attribute great importance to the commandment of loving God and our neighbor? Experience proves that wealth and position, safety and security, comfort and convenience cannot assure human happiness and fulfillment. Loving and being loved is the greatest need of the human being. In fact, lack of experience of the love and failure to love are the root cause of the most of our problem. Yes, my dear friends, both in personal and social life, the history of salvation reveals that everything is created in love, and everything can be sustained only through that love. Yes, so our future is determined not by the greatness of inventions, but on the complexity of technology, but by the quality of our love. Yes, my dear friends, in other words, we are to love God and express our love by loving our neighbor because God lives in him. Love includes the sentiments of the heart. What gives warmth in love are the sentiments, but love cannot remain only at the level of sentiments. Love includes reason of the mind, because it is an active decision and commitment to be one whom one loves. What keeps the love in progress even in the absence of great emotions is the decision of the mind. We should find reason to keep the love warm. Yes, my dear friends, the third dimension of love is the need to nourish love with the necessary ingredients of sacrifice, selflessness, and suffering, and forgiveness. Love is the greatest and most beautiful thing in the world. It is also the most difficult thing, because it always involves difficulties sufferings, and sacrifices. True love is expressed not only in words but also in action. That is why St. John says, "Do not love in words or language, but in deed and truth." A story like this goes like this. An admirer of Mother Teresa gifted her with her own personal calling card. He was a businessman, so he perhaps intended a bit of whimsy in offering such a worldly items to a woman who had renounced the wealth to serve the poor. But Teresa liked that card so much that she had copies made and regularly handed them out to the people for the rest of her life. Written on the small yellow card were lessons Mother Teresa had learned from the church, her prayer life, and her ministry to the poor. It was lovely, uncomplicated prayer that she summed up in 5 steps. She said, "The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of prayer is love. The fruit of love is service. The fruit of service is peace." Yes, my dear friends, keep the joy of loving God in your heart and share this joy with all others, especially in your family. Amen.